Welcome to this week's episode of the Stir It Up Podcast. We got sports talk coast to coast coming at you. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl. Congratulations to those Tampa Bay Buccaneers for locking it down. Tom Brady getting number 7. Anyways, this week we got a special guest in John D. Penner Reese in the house coming to you from Long Island, New York. He's going to chat it up with us sports on our show and tell us about his show. So sit back, relax, and listen to this edition of Sports Talk Coast to Coast coming to you from the pit. All right, welcome to the Stir It Up Podcast, brought to you by, I guess I were, you know, brought to you by nothing. Ain't nobody sponsoring us. All right, OJ, we're going to get to your Super Bowl in a little bit, but let's talk a little bit about, actually, first, let's introduce John Panarese's first time on the actual sports talk, coast to coast talk show that we do on Stir It Up. He's been on the tech talk part, but we, for the first time, doing sports. So, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about you? Plug your radio show for us so that you do out there in New York.
Well, it's called Sports Talk New York. It's if you're in locally in New York, it's AM 1240 WGBB radio. But we do have the internet component, which, like I said, is sportstalknewyork.com. Been doing it for about 7 years with my partner, Gary Harding. Long history together. We focus mainly on New York sports, NHL, NBA, NFL, MLB, but we cover, you know, we end up covering everything, you know, basically nationally. So it's a lot of fun.
We're going to have some fun with you, especially with that Derrick Rose trade that y'all just did for the second time. Oh, boy. I don't know what they're thinking over there. Okay. Quell, did you see the blockbuster? You know, it seems that the Rockets are the Houston franchises down there, like doing blockbuster trades. I see the Rockets. What are they? The Mercury just got a couple number one draft picks, or gave up a couple number one draft picks for some players to make their team better down there.
You talking about the Mercury?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mercury did give up draft picks. Here it is.
So, I mean, order. I guess they're, I mean, I don't know. Me and OJ talked about it a little bit yesterday, but you never know what you're going to get in the draft anyway. So I guess, you know, you're either rolling the dice or you're not. So, I mean, John, did you see anything about
Tasha Howard and a number one overall pick?
Okay, yeah, Howard is actually pretty good. John, did you follow the WNBA a little bit? Yeah, I know the Minnesota Lynx have been pretty dominant the last few years. Last year they lost in the finals on a controversial shot, but, you know, whatever. But do you follow the WNBA at all?
Not much. I don't really have a lot of time. I mean, I know a little bit about it.
Yeah. Yeah, we try to, but it seems to take a backseat a little bit. So let's go to the NBA. Kyrie or Quail. I go to Kyrie.
Well, I wanted to go back to the NBA one more, or WNBA. The Mystics acquired Erica McCall for a sign and trade with the Lynx here. Mayor Erica McCall.
Who did the Lynx get on that deal?
So that's what I'm reading right here.
Because the Lynx actually been, on a sign, I mean, and trade, they can only get better.
Washington will give the Minnesota 2022 third round pick in exchange for McCall. So, wow, the Lynx just acquired. Pick. The Lynx acquired. You know, we just talked about that. Who did the Lynx acquire?
I don't know, but it sounds like they gave it one of their premier starters. If I think I recognize that name, so.
She's decent. Yeah, she's a good starter.
Yep.
But yeah, looks like they might be trying to rebuild a little bit. I thought they were gonna try and go
rebuild.
For
they were already like they been in the finals 3 out of the last 4 years.
I was gonna say, when are you gonna rebuild?
Right.
You know, rebuilding is usually when, you know, when you kind of gone past that prime and you're starting to see your players get a little long in the tooth, you know.
Right. Yeah. Right.
But they're acquiring a lot of picks now, it looks like.
Yeah, well, maybe they're looking forward to the future and staying dominant. Who maybe they want to continue to be that Lakers franchise that moved back in the 70s for the men. So,
But yeah,
let's talk about the NBA because I want to go to you first, Kyle, Quell, about your boy LeBron. OJ said that because he's the is he the vice president or the president of the Players Association, OJ?
LeBron?
Yeah. I was actually talking to OJ because me and him talked about this yesterday on the phone. Is LeBron the vice president or the president of the Players Association?
I think he's the vice president.
I was going to say, I think he's the vice president, isn't he?
Yeah, because Chris Paul is the president. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know about LeBron even being the vice. I haven't.
Right, but the point I was making is there's some talk about possibly him not wanting the All-Star game to happen because he wanted that week of rest because of the short break they had between seasons.
That would make sense to a certain way, but I don't know how well that would go over with the fans.
Or the TV contracts.
Yeah, the TV ratings either, right? You know, with all the different, you know, TBS and that, you know. That's money.
Andre Iguodala is the first vice president. Sorry. Actually, it's not LeBron for some reason.
I thought it was LeBron. I thought he had something to do with the Player Association.
It says, but this is old.
Maybe we thought he did because he has so much.
Maybe.
But his boy is Chris Paul. So, I mean, does he really need to be? You know, best friend is Chris Paul. So you can just kind of like, all right, you know, you guys got, you know, talk. You guys have talk.
But what do you think about that, Quell? Because LeBron said, I mean, like me and OJ talked a lot yesterday, I guess. But like I was pointing out to OJ yesterday, I mean, yeah, they had a short break, but they also had a long break between, you know, the season and the playoffs last year or the bubble, per se, because of the COVID stuff. But I mean, I guess maybe they feel they need that extra. I mean, it was a short, I'm not going to deny it. It was a short break between seasons, way shorter than usually. I mean, they were winning the championship in October and back at Christmas. So, I mean, that's what, only barely 40
and,
days.
And
so
the season is talking about us too.
Are you speaking about the All-Star game and players not getting the time off and LeBron speaking about that? Honestly, with all of these back-to-backs, you should just grab the All-Star game and try. I mean, I guess you do bring in a lot of money, so the NBA doesn't really have a choice. But at this point, you should be thinking about the players because they're playing like – I was looking at the schedule because I went to Vegas about a few weeks ago and, you know, for my birthday. And I was like, man, there's a game. The Timberwolves played the Cavaliers like 3 days in a row. And I was
that's
like,
crazy, man.
That doesn't happen. Like, I was like, wow.
Hold up. You went to Vegas and didn't invite nobody?
Please, you wasn't finna go to Vegas. You did.
How do you know?
I went to go bet on that Tampa game, but we're not even finna talk about that right now. We'll go into that later.
Contrary to popular demand, old people go to Vegas too.
Yeah. I know. But y'all wasn't finna go on no whim. Y'all wasn't finna go with me. I would have bet on the game. I was trying to have people bet as much as possible. I was calling, see who wanted to make bets. I was losing. I won a lot of NBA stuff, but I lost big with that Super Bowl debacle. Yeah, to the NBA. when I saw that, I was like, wow, they're playing a lot of back to back.
You say that they had three straight. I've never seen that before.
It was three straight.
Not since the 90s, anyway, when they used to have, you know, 3-2-3-2 with the playoff format, but that's been a long time.
Maybe they had a day in between, but I know it was three. It was in the week because when I bet the first game, I was like, the Cavaliers the Cavaliers will beat the Timberwolves, and then they didn't beat them. They, you know, what's the name, came back. And they didn't beat him because Cat wasn't there. Cat, you know, Carl Anthony Towns. So I was like, oh, that, you know, the Cavaliers are pretty good this year. They're okay. They'll probably beat the Timberwolves. They lost, and I was just like, man, I was so mad. I was like, oh, man, they're not going to play them again, whatever, you know. And then it was like, nope, they play the next day.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the Cavs anyway, because it's, I saw an article earlier yesterday that they're in the process of trying to get rid of their big salary cap people because they want to rebuild. Like, I mean, Kevin Love wasn't in that conversation. So, well, let's talk about this text that you sent on Sunday. Talking about breaking news.
What's breaking?
Derrick Rose going to New York is not no breaking news. Don't nobody even care about that.
Does it matter?
Derrick Rose is still a good player. I don't care what you're talking about. He still has skills.
It's not going to help. It's not going to help.
No, they're done.
It's really not. But...
I don't know. I have to see him play because his last few years have been sporadic at best. Especially coming from Detroit, who hasn't been relevant since their 2003 championship.
So. Yeah, I was going to say several years.
I couldn't even tell you three players on Detroit's team right now. Anyway, but yeah, go over the trade rumors.
All right, so people got some bold predictions, but I don't believe in these predictions at all because they're kind of out there. They're talking about first Kyle Lowry to the Denver Nuggets. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think that the Nuggets have enough assets that I don't think the Raptors want to rebuild at this time. So why would you get rid of Kyle Lowry? Victor Oladipo to Dallas Mavericks. Now that actually could happen because I don't know if the Rockets believe in Victor Oladipo like that. He's been doing okay. We'll see. DeMar DeRozan to the Heat. That's not going to happen, I don't think. And then Bradley Beal to Golden State Warriors. That's not going to happen because I don't think Golden State Warriors have enough assets to give to Washington in order to acquire their number one player, Bradley Beal. Al Horford to the Boston Celtics. I don't still have Philly's not gonna.
Didn't he just leave there?
Yeah, he did, and I don't know.
Isn't that Mr. Injury prone?
He's been okay. He hasn't been.
I'm not. I'm thinking of the wrong person. I'm thinking of Gordon Hayward.
Boston Celtics could trade him to. Yeah, Boston Celtics. No, he's still with the Boston Celtics.
Okay. I'm thinking of Gordon Hayward.
Boston Celtics. Title. Al Horford did not.
Back to this Beal trade. I don't know if Washington's looking to get anything out of it. I think they're just trying to unload him, but. Does Golden State even have the cap space based on the fact they're still paying Klay Thompson for the last 2 years for not playing and, you know, a bunch of bench players who ain't doing nothing? Ever since Durant left, they really haven't done anything. I mean, Steph Curry is trying to, you know, put the team on his back, which he should. But, I mean, I thought he was going to bounce after, you know, Klay Thompson got hurt. I really did. But
that makes sense. I mean, you're not going to be LeBron James. Let's circle back to LeBron James. But anyways, Andre Drummond is Andre Drummond. Yeah, they're talking about there's some trade suitors behind for Andre Drummond from the Cavaliers. If I were the Brooklyn Nets, I would definitely get him because it looks like they would need a center because they don't have a backup center. Thaddeus Young is looking like he's. They Bulls want to trade him. I don't know why. And those are the big trade rumors there. That's on multiple sites that these two are going to be out of here. And I know you heard Kyrie Irving saying that the Nets were average. They're average team. That's what he said.
Well, I mean, if he would stay on the bench, they would be okay, right?
He's averaging 28 now, or like 27, I think. He looked that up.
I don't know. I just don't. I'm not a believer.
He's averaging 20.
I'm not a Kyrie believer. He just to me, he just causes riff everywhere he goes. He'll
be 27.5.
He's always had the points. That's not his issue.
His issue is his attitude, right?
Yeah.
OJ, why don't you come in here? Because I just saw yesterday that they just lost their third game straight to, who was that, Philly? Or was that, it was a scrub team. No, the Pelicans, right?
I'm not sure.
And they lost to Washington, too. I was mad. Cause I bet
them are teams
too.
They should beat. Washington and the Pelicans. Both of those teams are, well, the Pelicans actually is a decent team, but Washington, I almost called them the Redskins. But Washington, their team is watered down. They have nothing left after Wall left.
I thought your boy was supposed to make him prominent again.
Oh, I keep on forgetting that Westbrook is over there, but to me, he's a ball hog that ain't never going to share to me. I mean... He's always going to be a good player because of the points that he puts up and the assists, but I mean, that's only in a two-man show, not a five-man.
Yeah.
So, but let me come to you, John, because I want to ask you this, because about Steve Nash. He has the players in place to have a successful rookie coaching season, but do you think it's going to happen? Is that nucleus of Durant, Irving, and Harden ever going to come together? Because Harden and Durant played together before, but that was almost 10 years ago. So I mean,
I'm cynical when it comes to this stuff. It's gotta happen for me to believe it, you know. I don't know, you know. It's like I've been hearing this talk, you know. You keep hearing it gets cycled through year after year that this guy is going to make a difference, this guy, and it's in every sport, you know what I mean? So I don't know. Can you know, 10 years ago, are they going to be able to do that kind of thing again? I don't call me Mr. Cynical, but I just don't know.
Hey, y'all getting a bad rap over there in New York anyway, because the Jets finally fired that coach, which is something they should have did 2 years ago. But
they should have did that 2 years ago. Yeah, he's destroyed Sam Darnold, but that's, you know, he was supposed to be the quarterback whisperer.
That's who should be, you know, trading. Sam Darnold, just to be trading Sam Darnold looking for draft pick.
Well, the Jets will get rid of him, right? The Jets will get rid of him. New England will pick him up, and New England will win a Super Bowl with him.
No, I think the Jets are going to keep him. You know, Robert Sella's probably going to kick the tires a little bit and see what's there.
I agree. I can see, you know, I could see them unloading, you know, and I think it's going to be who's available in the draft. But, you know, what are the Jets picking second?
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know, you know, obviously Trevor Lawrence is probably going to go in the first round of Jacksonville.
Yeah, but do you really
better
want
because
to
didn't Lawrence say he didn't want to play for the Jets? Didn't he pull the Eli card, as we call
it?
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I thought he was going to stay in. Yeah, I thought he was going to do the same thing. Right.
Eli flat out said, "I'm not playing for the Chargers." So, and I think Lawrence said the same thing.
Man, that's kind of
we move completely into the NFL though. Why are the Spurs tied for the 14-11? That's probably gonna change, but I heard nothing about the Spurs in a very long time. That's interesting. We'll see.
Maybe they finally got the right pieces together, because you know Popovich don't need all stars. He just needs people to buy into his system.
Right. You get a five man team that's playing every night and believes in each other. You know, sometimes it goes beyond just having a talented guy. You know, having a Steph Curry or somebody like that, you know, it's systems can work, you know, any sport.
Mm-hmm. OJ, do you believe in Brooklyn, or do you think that, you know, it's going to, because you always say there's not enough balls to go around, and that's about what you got with those threes to me.
Yeah.
So-called big three over in Brooklyn.
I just don't see
it. Yeah, and two of them are ball dominant, but the nucleus of the team is Durant, and you know he gets along with everybody. He makes sure he
gets
his.
But that's the problem. He not. He seems like he's not the guy to galvanize. He just goes out there and plays like he always says. He you know, they get stuck looking at him.
So you're saying he's not being a vocal leader like he should be to bring the team together, or he's just there to play and everybody else got to do their job?
That's what it is. He feel like, you know, I don't want to circle back to LeBron James. However,
you always find a way.
Better. He makes people better, does he not?
You always find a way to circle back to LeBron James. Don't say you don't mean to. You know you mean to.
Look, does he not get people involved? That's the difference between these superstars. You know?
Well, it's what superstars make other players better. You know, superstars, it's not just always about them. You know, the guys who are really good, they make everybody else around them look good.
And raises Kevin Durant the level. Never was that guy. He never made people better. He's just really, really good. Probably the most talented player. He might go down as the most talented player in history just because he's a 7-footer, he can shoot, he can do everything. But he just doesn't have the leadership skill. He just doesn't.
I'm glad you said that word, because there's another person who has that ability, but he doesn't use it either. He's a great two-way player and could be good if he wasn't always crying. You know where I'm going. Your boy out in, you know, your boy out there at the other LA team, Kawhi Leonard.
Yeah, you know, they probably pair up good together if Kevin Durant and Kawhi
no,
Leonard
no they wouldn't paired up. You know why? Because Kawhi would never do it, because he wants his own team. That's why he wouldn't that's why he didn't go to LA with LeBron, or to the Lakers with LeBron. He flat out said that. I want my own team. But then he goes and recruits Paul George.
The worst two way. No, I'm just playing. Paul George is all right, but he's just not. You can't let him. He's not clutch. He's not clutch. Every clutch moment, he has so many clutch moments that people have gotten over on him. Back when LeBron was with Miami, when he drove on him to win the game, you know, ending shot with what's his name? That's played for the Nets now. Wow, James Harden. James Harden got him on a clutch shot. The Blazers' number one player got him on a clutch shot to get him out of the playoffs. He got so many moments where he was defending somebody. And they shooting over him. And he's supposed to have all this great defense, and he can't shut the guy down.
He has never impressed me on the defensive end of the floor. Offensive wise, okay, maybe he's got the tools, but defensively, he's all, like you just said, he's always getting beat. So
I mean, he's decent, but he's just again exposed to pressure. When it's time for him to show up,
I'm looking at this article. You know, because I'm lazy. I do stuff on the fly when we're actually recording. But I'm looking at this article, and it says that Ray Allen says that Reggie Miller is the greatest three-point shooter of all time. Anybody disagree with that statement?
No.
What about you, John?
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, who are you going to compare him to?
I guess because a lot of people are trying to say that Steph Curry is better. But the reason I can agree with that statement is because when Reggie Miller was shooting threes, the three-point line was back another foot and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But to be fair, they do shoot a whole foot and a half behind the three-point line, but they don't do it consistently.
Nobody's going to top what Reggie Miller did to the Knicks in the playoffs.
You just had to bring that up with a New York guy on the call.
Yeah, I was going to say, thanks. Thank you very much. I do remember that. Thank you. I just remember that being all the media was just, oh, forget it, man.
Oh, man. What was that, like three three-pointers or four? And like, a minute or something? I don't know.
No, yeah, he scored 8 points in like 18 seconds.
Yeah, it was something insane.
Because he stole 2 inbound passes, ran to the 3-point line uncontested, mind you. I don't know what the Knicks defense was doing. Obviously, went out to lunch, but
they were watching him.
and this was nothing but the bottom of the net. I mean, that was unheard of.
I mean, and then to top it off, he looked dead at Spike Lee and then just drained the 3. That
last May 7th, 1995, Reggie Miller scored 8 points in 8.9 seconds to beat the New York Eastern Conference semifinal.
Yeah, thanks for looking that up.
I'm about to say, you look up the exact
appreciate that.
Hey, we got really? 8. Look, we got to bring facts here. Come on,
Cliff. No, that's good. That was good. You found it that fast. That was good.
And I hate to bring this up because this one is never gonna. I'm never gonna heal from. I'll get to that one in a bit. But Ray Allen reminded all of us that if it wasn't for him, LeBron would have one less ring. We're talking about the. I'm talking about the game, John. When Greg Popovich made the dumbest move he's ever made in his career when he took Tim Duncan out with 3.2 seconds left. Ray Allen gets the rebound because Tim Duncan's not in there, drains the 3, sends that game into OT, and they win the title that year. I think it was 2014, if I'm not mistaken. OJ, be quiet. I don't want to hear you groaning. You know that if Tim
you
Duncan
gotta get
was
over
in
it,
there,
man.
I'm not going to get over it.
Yeah, Cliff, get over it. 3 championships later, LeBron James is still on the throne.
But to be fair, the next year, San Antonio did the Miami only won 1 game in the finals. San Antonio's defense smothered
them. What's the name out? Second best player on the team.
Come on, Dwayne Wade.
No, he played the whole series. He might have been hurt, but he was playing.
Yep. Always hurt. Somebody always hurt, but LeBron James is the Iron Man.
36 years old.
Mm-hmm.
About to find me.
So anyway, can we move on to Kevin Durant?
Fanboy here.
Yeah, I'm not a fanboy.
I just speak facts. Isn't that bad?
But he's not a fanboy, though.
Yeah, you got to go back and listen to some of our previous podcasts because we had an episode, boy. It's called Gloves Off. My goodness, we had a field day that day. And let's please not get into the Jordan versus LeBron conversation because we'll be here all night.
I'm trying to move on to Kevin Durant, but y'all just keep bringing LeBron back into y'all.
What about Durant? Because then we got to move on to the Super Bowl.
Wait, we got to go to NFL news before we move to the Super Bowl. But Kevin
yeah,
Durant,
I know. But what about Durant though? COVID-19,
being out because of COVID-19.
He's out again.
He's still out.
Are you saying the right name? Because you said Durant.
Kevin Durant is out.
He played last night. So when did they get?
Did that just happen? Yeah, I thought he did.
Yeah, I could have sworn he played last night.
I was looking at the current game right now, and I see Kyrie. I don't see Kevin Durant. So let's look
He could be doing the Kawhi Leonard and taking a couple of days off.
Injury report. Damn. Yeah, Kevin Durant. He's out. Right here. Hmm. He's not playing tonight.
Is it COVID?
I thought it was COVID because he had it on Twitter like, free me. Kevin Durant's quarantine, this is 3 days ago, after close contact tested positive for COVID-19 to rejoin the next Friday. That was 3 days ago.
Okay, maybe he hasn't played those last 3 games, which is no excuse.
He played, but then he was like, I remember the game. And they took him out like at the end of some like a pinnacle moment, and he was just like, "What?" And they came back to the test like, "Yeah, no, you gotta leave now." And then they gotta closely monitor all the players that play defense on.
Speaking of that, I'm glad you brought that up because I saw an article last week that said something about the NBA is gonna require all NBA players to wear a mask during games,
like on the bench.
Bench, floor, wherever.
They can't do that. How are you going to play with a mask?
I think they're going to be having the specialized one, so that, you know, it doesn't, it's not the one that covers the mouth and the nose, but it's kind of I guess it just blocks you, but gives you space to breathe. I don't know, but I seen an article that said that. You can look it up, but I don't know how that would work.
No, you could be right. It's insane stuff is getting, but.
So, all right, Quay, let's get to this NFL news so we can get to the sore spot for everybody but OJ.
Yeah, nobody want to hear that, man. We can end the segment after that. We can end the whole
podcast. Y'all got to let me have my joy.
Hey, you already talked. there's some Russell Wilson saying that he needs a lie. Basically, you know, putting the Seahawks on the hot seat. And now there's a lot of media outlets saying that he might be traded. I mean, it's not, they say it's not irreparable here. This is
not no beast mode situation. Russell Wilson is that franchise. Right. They trade him, they're stupid.
Right, that's exactly.
That's what Nick Wright said. He said, look, he says, without Russell Wilson, you don't matter. If you're worried about setting a precedent, there isn't one. He is the precedent. He is the franchise.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he's a Super Bowl champ. He's a proven winner. He has the stats. It's not like he had a good year and then flopped it the next year. He's consistent every year. If Patrick Mahomes is not in the league, he's the MVP, period.
Well, Aaron Rodgers got it this year. But yeah, I hear what you're saying.
I was talking about last year. Don't even talk to me about lukewarm Aaron Rodgers. We're not even going to talk about him.
No, we're going to go over Aaron Rodgers. How did he get it? How you lose and get it? They could at least gave it to Patrick Mahomes.
I told you, because he had a quiet 48 touchdowns. I don't know how you finally get 48 touchdowns, but.
His stats were good. His stats were the best they ever. He ain't winning.
Let's move on a little bit here.
Don't start with that. And then wait, we gotta go over your Bears. You ain't finna get out.
I don't
want
to talk about them making another quarterback that's always hurt. Don't nobody want to talk about that.
Y'all hired the Packers defensive assistant DC Pettin. I don't know why, because y'all have a decent defense, and y'all finna get Carson Wentz.
Did they let go of Nick Foles? Because he was only in a one-year deal, right? Nick Foles?
You know what would be glorious? If y'all keep Nick Foles, and then he wins his job back from Carson Wentz.
Yeah, wouldn't that be funny? Wouldn't that freaking be funny?
What about Patrick, what you call it? Is he done? Is his contract up?
Who?
The other dude that was there, the one that won the job back from Nick Foles.
Oh, you're talking about Trubisky?
Yeah, Trubisky. Patrick Trubisky. Yeah. Is he still there, or is his contract?
His name is not Matt Trubisky.
No, you got me messing it up. It's Mitchell
Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and his contract, it shouldn't be up. No, he's not on this rookie contract. They extended that guy.
Yeah, well. Yeah. Anyway,
four year, $29 million.
I think the problem is the Bears is looking at too much of what the Vikings have done in the past. So, you know, we just
whatever. We finna get Deshaun Watson.
I was just about to go there. Houston claims, and this is what they claim, because I saw this from your boy Adam Schefter last week on ESPN. Houston claims to the NFL teams, stop calling them about Deshaun Watson because they're not trading them, is what he said.
That makes sense. I'd be the
same. I think that what they said in Seattle should be what they should be saying about Houston. I don't think they can repair that relationship with Deshaun Watson based on the fact that they told him he has input. Then they made decisions while even asking him, and they basically took his whole team from him by trading and letting go of people. So I think if they don't trade him, he's going to sit out.
Right.
He probably won't sit out, but he should. He should.
Or he could just go in there and play like garbage.
Yeah, I was going to say, he could just go through the motions of playing.
Mm-hmm. Kind of what Aaron Rodgers did last year and part of this year.
Don't he pick on Aaron Rodgers. Come on.
He had that young lion on the bench. He wanted to keep him there. That's why he played lights out. He just had to happen to run into the book, you know.
OJ, you just like Quill, you always got to find a way to break up Tampa, don't you? We're going to get to them in a minute because I got something for you. I do. Watch. Yeah. Just wait.
Uh-oh.
And I got people watching Brady, too, so you better watch. Anyway, any other free agent moves? Let's talk about this draft, though, because we just talked about that the number one pick said he don't want to pay for the Jets. What if Jacksonville feels that that's not the player for them and they passed on him and the Jets do take him? I mean, yeah, I don't know about – yeah, I mean, he – you want to get paid and you want to play, but I don't think you're going to – well, maybe you would. Man, I don't know what kind of background he comes from, but I know if it's me, I'm not sacrificing millions of dollars just because I don't want to play for the Jets. I mean,
hey, at the time, I wouldn't want to play for the Jets either, but you look at it, that's why they got a new coach and a defensive-minded coach at that. I think that'd be a good fit for him, actually.
And I think, you know, you got to turn around and say, you know, hey, this guy, you know, I can make a big difference with this team. You know what I mean? Like, I could make a name for myself playing here.
I mean, New York is one of the, you know, premier cities in the country. So,
yeah, number one media market. That's why if you can't make it in New York, you can't make it nowhere.
Yeah, that's mainly because you can't pay rent.
Yeah, at a point there, Cliff.
Free down that cost of living.
Yeah, cost of living here, forget it. Yeah.
That in California. But so what's going on with Dak Prescott? It looks like the Cowboys are done with him up here. I've heard, and man,
Jerry Jones is really gonna let his ego go there. Why do you sign Ezekiel Elliott but not Dak Prescott? I guarantee you Elliott's done in 3 years. Prescott probably got at least a good 10 years left in him.
He's a good QB. He's not the best, but he's a good QB. We can all agree there.
Hey, but on the good news is if Jerry Jones decides to let him go like a dum-dum, you know, y'all could cut Cousins and pick up Prescott, right?
Oh, yeah. No, we're trying to get rid. Man, that's another thing. Man, get Cousins up out of here. Take the 40, whatever the 49ers going to give you for Cousins, take it. Man, get that dude over there with the coordinator that he wants, and the dude wants, the head coach wants Cousins. Take him. Take him.
So they don't have no confidence in Garoppolo? Is there, that relationship?
Shit, what did they
he's just too hurt. He gets hurt too much. They're like, nah, we don't. He's too hurt. He's too injury. Yeah, he's too injury.
Bro. While we're talking about quarterbacks, what about what the Rams gave up for Stafford?
Yeah.
I don't know if I did that. I don't know if I would have did that. I didn't think they gave up anything.
I know I wouldn't have did that. That dude's 34 years old. And I don't know. But
the way the rules are, you know, look at Tom Brady's 43.
Everybody's not an Iron Man like Brady and Brett Favre, OJ. And Matthew Stafford definitely ain't that. So
I'm just saying he got at least another 10 years, at least. Especially with that offensive line and defense. I mean, the Rams got a good team. They were just the quarterback was holding them back. Now they don't have that problem no more.
How do we know that? How we know it's not the system? Because they didn't get rid of the coach. They just got rid of the quarterback. We're going to find out, though, right?
Yeah, we'll find out.
Yeah, no. I just wanted to go over Dak Prescott. He's top 10 pretty much every year in, you know, passing. I guess that's not saying much because Kirk Cousins is there too, but Dak Prescott's better than Kirk Cousins.
Nah, but you seen Dallas fall apart after Prescott left.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I think that would be really dumb.
So what's he gonna do? Put his
and
his,
to be fair, Kirk Cousins came to the team and we went 7-8, 7-9.
So is Jerry Jones putting all his eggs in the basket for that backup they got from Cincinnati? What is his name? Donaldson or Tom? What is his name? Sam Donald, you know who I'm talking about. The one that backed up Prescott.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, he's done. Andy Dalton is done. No, he's not proven. He's done. He couldn't. He's probably. He might be. He might not be out of the NFL.
So what is the backup. What is the story for Brett Prescott and the Cowboys, Danny? Are they gonna give him another franchise tag? Are they gonna give him a contract? What are they doing?
It looks like they are just.
They're probably waiting for draft day to make a trade.
It's not enough. It hasn't been much, but it just can't. They're saying it looks like they're gonna part ways. Looks like it from right now, just right now. It looks like they're gonna part ways. I don't see them. You know, Dak Prescott reportedly seeking $40 million a year from the Cowboys. So he's turning on that. You know, that's he's going back. He's going back to what he said for previously. Because that's what he was asking for, and they franchise tagged him. And I believe they gave him $34 million or something.
Yeah,
but
if they franchise him again, he's going to be paid $38 million. So,
yeah, but is he going to accept that franchise though? Because you know, and the Cowboys might be thinking, okay, you're hurt or you got that injury. We don't know how you're going to come back from, so we're going to franchise tag you again. And he might not be willing to accept that. He might want something long term to guarantee him some money.
Yeah, 37.7 is what they'll give him if they have to franchise tag him.
Mm-hmm.
They only disagree. They basically agree with everything except for the length of the potential contract again. So it looks like Dak is sticking with his guns even though he had that devastating injury.
Yeah.
Again, somebody mentioned how Dak should give him the hometown discount. That's stupid. Not doing that.
What about the rumor that we talked about last time of Aaron Rodgers possibly going to the Raiders? Has anybody heard anything else about that?
Basically every exec and everybody around the board from Green Bay has put the kaput on Aaron Rodgers going anywhere, including Aaron Rodgers. I think they probably talked to him because he said after the game that, you know, they might be looking to replace me after this performance and everybody around.
Well, I'm glad he acknowledged that performance wasn't the greatest.
Hey. Man, I told you. He said,
OJ, I don't want to hear that.
Hey, that defense, baby. We make everybody look. You see what we did to Mahomes, though, don't you? Didn't score.
Why are we going there?
We're not even there yet, but two tackles was out. To be fair,
I don't want to hear. We were finally at full strength.
Oh, my gosh.
Y'all don't want to see us when we at full strength. I'm trying to tell you.
But you don't want to see Kansas City when they're at full strength, because when they was at full strength, they beat y'all in week 9 or whatever
All
right, since you're going to take us there, first we're going to say...
Jamel Dean was hurt?
Excluding Tom Brady, we congratulate the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What do you mean excluding Tom Brady?
That's because he's never been a Brady fan, but that's all right.
You've never been a Brady fan until this year.
I still ain't a Brady fan, but hey, he was on my
team. Yeah, you are. Because in that group chat, don't let me go back and pull the clip and let people hear.
You're all right with me.
You exactly. You're going to say, maybe he is the GOAT. He has a. Shut up. No. I will say he does have the most rings, but I mean. I don't know. There's always going to be some controversy with some of the way that some of the stuff that happened up in New England in the early 2000s. I mean, we already know the flake gate and the taping of practices, and you know, there's all kinds of rumors. I mean, who knows? There was stuff proven that it was taken care of behind closed doors. But what can you do? But the bottom line is, when he goes into the Hall of Fame, because we know he's going to be a first balloter and a first entrant, that. They're not going to say, oh, you flake-gated, and we know that the Belichick cheated to get you these rings, so but you're in the Hall of Fame. So, I mean, the bottom line is Brady got 8 rings. So, now, let me point something out to you first.
Before we're going to win another one this year.
No, you're not. But anyway, let me point something out to you. He's been to 10 Super Bowls, right? Now, right. I don't know where the third one was at. I have to go back and look at it. But guess who prevented him from getting two of those rings? What's the answer, Quail?
Eli. Are you going to say Eli?
Of course.
The great one. Eli Manning is the GOAT. He's the GOAT stopper around here.
And one of those rings was the year that they thought. One of those years was the year that they thought they was going to break the Miami Dolphins undefeated record.
Yeah, they were 18-0, right? Yeah.
And they had Moss that year.
Think about it.
I got to take it off to Eli for that 08 season. That was one of the greatest Super Bowls there was.
Tom Brady has had not one clutch drive to win the game. He's won between field goals and players making mistakes. Like the Seahawks not giving the ball to Beast Mode. Telling you, that's Tom Brady's legacy. This year, the defense did everything for him. Everything.
Yeah, and I was going to say, they went back to their old ways, because remember the AFC Championship game against the Patriots when Brady was playing. That's why they lost that game, because the defense had all those offsides and pass interferences and offensive roughing the passer. I mean, just stupid stuff that gave Brady. You can't give Brady life like that. He's too good for that. No, I will say
that there were too many. Yeah, there were too many bad penalties and that the Chiefs took at inopportune times.
And why I got you here, John, because I know you got to go in a few minutes. But why did y'all run Eli out of town anyway?
I have no idea. I really was disgusted by that. Not really. I mean, he was hurt. Yeah, but he's, you know, his career was not done. And I think he just did it as a gentleman. He didn't want to go play anywhere else. And right. He just stepped down. But I think they just gave him a
shift. Quarterback was the guy, too. You got that new rookie was the guy, too, right?
Jones is okay. I'm still not totally sold on Daniel Jones yet. He shows flashes of being really good. I mean, he's big and he's mobile. But you got to see what kind of cast. I mean, I guess if there's a defense of Daniel Jones, it's the Giants do not have, a premier wide receiving core. You know, Sterling Shepard's not great. You know, what's his face? Sterling Shepard. Who's the other? My brain is not working tonight.
It seems like that New York likes to run all the good ones out of town, because y'all run.
Yeah, they do.
They ran Plexico Burris out of town. They ran the dude for Cleveland who got hurt, Odell Beckham Jr. out of town.
Right, Odell Beckham. Yeah, I don't understand that. That, you know, like I said, it's astounding to me. It really is. And, you know, like I said, I'm not sold on Daniel Jones yet.
I'm not sold on him either, but he does show promise.
No, he does. I'm not saying absolutely. He did show some really good flash. You know, when the Giants started going on that roll before he got hurt, you know, at least he looked like he was starting to put it together.
So, OJ, the one thing I will say about this Super Bowl is I thought it was going to be a better played game. I didn't expect the Chiefs, their defense, to play that sloppy. That was number one. I'm not saying that Tampa Bay didn't play good defense, because they were ready. They were full strength and they had a good game plan. I didn't like the statement that Stephen A made on Monday, saying that Mahomes shouldn't be considered one of the greats right now. I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer, but he is a good quarterback. He's a great quarterback. He's proven that. But the fact that his receivers were dropping balls,
right,
and his offensive line didn't protect him.
He was throwing dimes, Cliff.
Right.
Dimes.
Yeah, no, he was. They dropped it. Yeah, a couple of those passes. I could have caught a couple of those passes.
And one of those passes he threw.
It hit you in the helmet.
Me and OJ talked about this yesterday.
Exactly.
He threw one of those passes.
Two of them, right? Wasn't it two of them hit the guy in
the
helmet?
Two of them. Two of them hit him in the helmet.
And one of those passes, he was practically laying on the ground and hit the dude in his hands and he dropped it.
Right.
Yes. Yep. Yes. He was horizontal when he threw that one pass.
He threw a baseball pass. He's the real deal.
That guy is going to be back. He's going to win. He's going to win championships.
Yeah, there. That was Hayden. He had no chance. That I give you that, OJ. That Tampa Bay Buccaneers line I would have never bet on the Kansas City Chiefs if I knew their two starting tackles was out. And you got a Buccaneers defense at the top five in NFL, top five defense in the NFL. That always wins. Top five defense and your starting line.
And on top of that, not Kelce, the receiver. What's the name of that receiver? Not Travis Kelce, but the other one. Because Kelce's the tight end.
You talking about the cheetah?
No, the big name receiver.
Sammy Watkins?
I am thinking of Kelce. Who's the tight end for the Chiefs?
That's Kelce, Travis Kelce.
Okay,
Kelce's the tight end. And then
who's the receiver I'm thinking of?
There's Tyreek Hill. They also call him
Tyreek Hill, yeah. Tyreek Hill. If you're going to be a good receiver, I don't care if you're playing the 85 Bears, you better find a way to get open. You got to give your quarterback a target if you're supposed to be the game breaker. You know what I'm saying? And you know who came up small in this game? It wasn't nobody on the field. It was Andy Reid. He should have had a better game plan because he knew that Tampa Bay was going to have that smothering defense like they've had all year. He should have came up with different ways to get that offense to move the ball. I don't care if you've got to go old school with the old West Coast offense and, you know, maybe run a couple reverses or something like that. He didn't do no trick plays in this game was doing before.
Yeah, that's what Tony Romo kept pointing out, that they were not really doing anything to defeat the plan that Bowles obviously had going in there.
I mean, to be honest, all y'all had was the underneath stuff. That's why Kelce had over 100 some yards. But we wasn't giving up nothing. He was covered with the corner and the safety.
But you know what though? That's all fine and good though. But the problem with that is, OJ, that they didn't do it enough. They were too busy trying to continue to throw deep. When you saw it wasn't there, you got to open it up by throwing short, using play action. The run game wasn't there, but you still got to use it to set stuff up. And they didn't do that. That's why I'm saying Andy Reid, I don't know if he's the offensive coordinator too, or whatever the case may be, but the coaching staff came up short in this game. It wasn't the
and that
team.
Is a genius. That's the genius of Tom Brady. He takes what you give him. He will take what you give him. And that's why he's been so great throughout all of these years. He knows how to take what you give him. And
that's why he's going to play. And as long as teams are playing him like that, and he can continue to make those adjustments on the fly, I don't like Tom Brady, but I respect his ability and what he's done. But if they keep on doing that, he's going to play until he's 50.
Yeah. Right. No, you're right.
Right. He wasn't even touched. Did he get sacked in that game?
I think he got hit once. Once early in the first half, I think they got to him.
I was just like, come on, bro. Like, the Kansas City has one of the top defensive lines in the game. And I thought they were going to get to them. And they did not.
Mahomes got knocked down at least 8 or 9 times.
You know, that's because they don't get enough props. But we held Chris Jones in check.
Yeah. Nope. That's it. He didn't. I don't think.
Got him frustrated. Yep, for sure.
And Kenny Clark, that's the one that got the sack. But after he got that sack, he ain't getting nothing else.
And the one person they should have shut down, they was worried about too much about Scotty Miller and let old man Gronk get a couple of touchdowns. So
yeah, two connections. That was at 13 and 14 in their careers.
Yep. Man. And now that the NFL lead, another record we got to hear about.
And I did want to bring this up about Andy Reid. He had mentioned how he said, hey, I thought the offensive coordinator called a good game. I probably could have called a better game. I was like,
did he say that?
What does that mean? What does that
say
mean?
That?
Yeah, and you say that about your own offensive coordinator?
Did he really say that?
I got. Let me look up the quotes for sure. But I know I was watching the interview, and I was like, wait, did he just say that?
That's crazy if he said that about his own offensive coordinator. I mean, you know, that's like a slap in the face to whoever his offensive coordinator is.
And if he thinks that he could have called a better game, at some point in the game, maybe he could have made some suggestions. I mean, I know that's what the offensive coordinator gets paid for, but at the end of the day, you're the head coach. Your name's going to be in the long column.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But yeah, Tampa was ready. They were number 5 or number 6 seed, and they came ready. OJ, unfortunately, I got to admit that he was right. They came full strength. they had the number one defense. Brady did his thing, and they won the game. But on the other side, Kansas City helped them. I'm not going to say they didn't help themselves by having all those penalties on defense. The offense did what they could with what they were given, and their offensive coordinator did not give them nothing to work with. You had 2 weeks. 2 weeks to play and plan for this game. That was a very poor choice of a game plan. Very poor. And like I always say, if the Kansas City Chiefs offensive coordinator has a problem with it, he knows how to find us.
Okay. All right. Let me restate that. I think he was saying talking about Todd. He said Todd called a good play. Ray said, like I said, I could have done a whole lot better putting these guys in a better position to make plays. My guys busted their tail, and I just didn't make it work for us. These guys never gave up. These are champions. Just the fact that they were able to get back to this, fighting like crazy. It was just bad. Bad day. I'm not going to lay it on the offensive line when we lose. We all lose together on this.
Well, the defense had a big part of giving Tampa Bay more than they should have had with penalties and mental mistakes. How do you line up all sides on a field goal?
Oh, yeah.
Right. And there was two of them, not just one. There was two of them.
That was a big play. And on top of that, they scored right after that, too.
Yep.
Immediately.
That was one of the touchdowns that he threw. Well, not immediately to Gronk, but they got down there and he threw it to him inside the 20. But,
and to be fair, OJ, that was not a pass interference at the end of that second half. He got his legs tangled up, and y'all, man, these refs were.
Dude.
Man, I know Tom Brady about? Was paying these refs. Goodness gracious. They were calling a terrible game.
That's why it looked like it was an uncatchable.
This was the most penalized. This is one of the most penalized Super Bowls in history. You
well,
know
stop
that, right?
Cheating. Learn how to cover.
No, here you go. I'm going to have to agree with Quell on this one, OJ. Even if it was pass interference, they're supposed to throw that flag. They're supposed to throw that flag on a ball.
You've seen them holding jerseys.
That's what they do. The Seahawks did that. That's how they won Super Bowl. You think that they locked up the Denver Broncos like that? No, they was holding the whole time. You just let the player.
You can
play.
Only do that up to 10 yards. After 10 yards, you gotta let the jersey go.
Man, no,
technically it's
5 yards,
but anyway.
You know they call it different in the playoffs than the Super Bowl.
But I'm gonna have to agree with Quell. I don't do that very often, but I'm gonna agree with Quell here. That ball, even if it hadn't been passed, that ball was not catchable.
Not catchable.
It wasn't. OJ, OJ, you won the game. Give us one.
No,
you would have won the game regardless. But come on, man. Like, you got to call it rightfully. That, maybe the holding things, maybe you could call those and you got to adjust. But come on, you calling a pass interference. The ball wasn't catchable. When you go to the replay, you see that their legs get tangled up. You see that?
He tripped the guy because he didn't want to get burned.
You know what? I'm done with you. Because you're going to find him. You already won the game. And you still want to beat us down.
He didn't want to be talking about. That's why. Learn how to cover somebody. That's all I got to say. Learn how to cover.
Okay. I can't wait till next season. We're going to do this all over again next season. I'm telling you.
Uh-huh. Watch. When y'all start losing in the beginning of the season again, too, because y'all ain't going to have this team. They gonna start breaking up.
Brought that up, OJ, because we talked about it yesterday. But what do you see Tampa Bay doing to keep this nucleus together or making it better? Because you mentioned a few names that they probably won't be able to resign on the both sides of the ball.
Hey, yep. Bruce Arians already came out and said Lavonte David will be back. So it don't matter what they do. I mean, Sue can go. He's kind of old, although he is impactful. We can let Sue go, but you need to bring back Lavonte David. And you need to bring back JPP. And
you know what y'all need to do? Y'all need to let Antonio Brown go. He can go up to Jacksonville with that number one pick, and Jacksonville wins the Super Bowl next year, right?
Hey, why you talk? That's a debate in town. Antonio Brown or I told you Godwin's a free agent, but Godwin was top three in the NFL in receiving yards.
I was going to say, I would keep Godwin. I don't know if, you know, Brown really didn't. I mean, I'm not saying Brown is not an impactful, potentially impactful player, but
he wasn't impactful for the Bucs this year. They went without him.
No. Yeah.
So, but the thing is, Brown is cap friendly, at whereas Godwin, you know, he's going to be commanding $18 million at least.
You say so, that Brown is cap friendly. I don't think so, because you know, because of what he's done, he's going to want that money. They just signed him for that small, you know, half the season. He was coming off all those allegations and stuff like that. But going into next year, you really think he's going to say, oh, you know, I'll take the little 3.5 minimum wage and play for you? You know he's not going to take that. His pride's not going to let him do that.
If he wants to win, he will.
Yeah, well,
you know, the coach didn't want him anyway.
Well, to be fair,
Brady wanted him.
Well, to be fair, he already has two Super Bowl rings. He don't care about winning no more. He got his rings. He can go somewhere and get some money.
It looks like you only got $13 million to play
with. Only.
Only. I wish I only got $13 million.
Only $13 million.
Hey, that's a lot. That's not a lot. I mean, I'm sorry. That's not a lot to pay nobody.
Look, it's a lot to me, because I guarantee you give me $13 million. Well, you know, give me $13 million in my bank account, I'm not working again.
Yeah, I'm not going to complain.
When AB was at the top of his game, you know, he was commanding $30 million a year. And not 13? That's not
He only playing for $15 million, Brady.
And on top of that, $13 million, and he only played, what, 5 games?
Right.
Because he came in week 9 and he was hurt for 2 of them.
Well, you know, he was suspended. He had to serve that suspension.
I know, but I'm just saying he still got that $13 million for those, you know, that short amount of time is what I'm saying.
OJ, y'all better watch out. Y'all got to make a lot of adjustments. All of these players are 1 year.
I know. Leonard Fournette, I don't see him coming back.
That was a bad pickup anyway. They already had enough running backs.
And then Gronk, I don't see him coming back. I mean, he might. I mean, because Tom Brady's the only quarterback he wants to play for. But we got OJ Howard and Cameron Brate. So I don't know. Something's got to give there. But
yeah, y'all had a lot of. I didn't know y'all had this many, like, 1 year players. Y'all got y'all nucleus, though. You got Mike Evans still, Tom Brady. Yep.
All right, John, before you go, because it's pretty close to your time, do you see Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson leaving or getting traded? Neither one of them?
No.
Okay. I don't either. I think that Houston's going to have to do a lot of work with Deshaun Watson, because they really messed up that relationship. And I don't blame him for being the way, you know, because, I mean, they pretty much took his whole team from him. But I don't know. They're going to have to really do something and repair that relationship.
All right, guys, it's been fun, but I'm going to have to get moving here.
All right, John, I'm going to have you on again, though.
Let me know.
All right, you have a good one.
All right, guys, you take it easy. Thanks.
Yep.
All right.
All right, OJ and Quayle, what do you guys think is going to be the biggest offseason move for whatever team, and who do you see? OJ, I'm not even asking you who you think is winning the Super Bowl next year. But who do you see making the most noise in the beginning of the next season, or with whatever moves might? I mean, I guess we can't really tell until after the draft and free agency. But what we heard, I think that Seattle probably needs to make some really serious moves on both sides of the ball. I said yesterday, OJ, that it was probably defense, but they need another receiver too. Metcalf can't do it by himself.
Russell Wilson wants more involvement with the team, he keeps saying. He wants more involvement with the team decision.
Hey, I just asked John, but what about you, OJ and Quayle? Do you think that Seattle will move him? Russell Wilson?
If they're smart, they wouldn't. But, you know, a lot of those owners.
But we're talking about the same owner that didn't want to give Beast Mode the ball because they didn't want him thinking he was the franchise. Instead of just winning the Super Bowl, which, I'm sorry, I'm going to throw my pride out the window to get that ring. Say, I won 2 straight. And, you know, the last time was back-to-back was when Tom Brady did it in, what, 03, 04, was it?
Yeah,
That was over 20 years ago.
Correct.
Yeah, but that was my point. I mean, a lot of these owners and GMs are set in their ways. They want to do the things the way they want to do it. So I can see it happening. You know, so
you all agree that wherever Tom Brady goes, winning goes, because he brings a winning mentality, or was this more about the Buccaneers team, OJ?
No, I mean, Brady was smart. He looked at the team. I mean, we got all these young players on defense. Offensively, we was already there. We just needed a quarterback. I love Jameis Winston, but he was just making too many mistakes, and I've just proved it. You know, Tom Brady didn't really do nothing special. He just cut down on the interceptions, and now look at him. That's all Winston had to do.
If Brady hadn't went there, who was going to be y'all's quarterback?
Jameis Winston,
right?
Oh, so you telling me they signed Brady, or they released Winston after they signed Brady?
Yep.
I thought they had already let him go. Okay. I'm just going to point something out.
Well, the biggest rumor is the Raiders. Go ahead.
Me and OJ talked about this yesterday. If you're Sean Payton for the Saints and Breeze, he's your dude. He won y'all Super Bowl. He was there for Hurricane Katrina. He put the city on his back. You know, he's the dude. But if he's making the mistakes he's making, or lack thereof, of getting the ball downfield against the Bucks in halftime, are you benching him or not?
Cool. Exactly.
We're talking about Drew Brees because of the game that he had, the last game he had against Tampa.
I'm benching him. Yeah, I would have put in Jameis Winston once he scored that touchdown and kept him. See how he did.
Because I understand that Brees has been there for that city. I understand that. He's your dude. He's gonna be he's a Hall of Famer, of course. But sometimes you gotta see when the writing's on the wall. And personally, Winston made that throw. It was a touchdown. I don't know. I think I would have left him in there just to see if he could put a couple of drives together. If not, okay, let's bring the old head back in and see if he can do something. Or maybe that would have let it fire under Brees, saying, "Oh, you know what? They're not counting on me no more. If they give me another shot, I'm gonna come in here and get the job done." But I think that Peyton did the Dusty Baker. He rode Brees too long, because that's what Baker did in Chicago when he was the manager there. He left pitchers in too long, and they ended up getting beaten that World Series. Yep. Or not the World Series, but the playoffs.
Yep. Nope, that's true. But there's some rumors here that I want y'all to go. Talk about real quick, just quick, for NFL. Carson Wentz supposed to go to the Raiders here.
I don't see that.
Instead of the Bears, but I think he should go to the Bears, so the Bears will be good. Garbage for another 4 years.
Gruden's not better than Carr.
If anything, Mariota's going to be the quarterback, because for Gruden's offense.
Oh, before we move on, I'm sorry to interrupt, because I should have said this at the beginning. Big shout out to RIP to Marty Schottenheimer's family. Died a couple of days ago at 77. So great coach, Hall of Fame coach all day.
I didn't even know that.
Yep, Marty Schottenheimer died a couple of days ago. I think it was Sunday, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good coach. The KC's original.
Yep. Then he went to San Diego for a couple of years and made them relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Carr is a better quarterback. Wentz is a better quarterback than Carr. That's not even, no. That's not happening. And no, I don't see. I don't. I don't like Gruden, but I know his mentality, and he's not going to pick bologna over steak. You know what I'm saying? And that's to me what Wentz compared to Carr is. Derek Carr. Am I saying the right name? Is it Derek Carr?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Derek. Mm-hmm. David is older. Derek Carr is not a great quarterback, but he's a consistent quarterback. Let me put it like that.
Right. He has the ability.
Yeah. But he's not mobile enough. You know, I'm not saying he got to be like Lamar Jackson or nothing, but they like to run bootlegs and stuff like that. That's what I'm saying. And
that's Kirk Cousins' problem.
Yeah.
They move.
Back to Kirk Cousins, Quayle. We talked about it briefly. San Francisco's offering Minnesota money or draft picks and stuff for Cousins? Or Cousins saying he wants to go there because the offensive coordinator got a job over there?
Kirk Cousins, they both the head coach and Kirk Cousins really like each other, because they, I think they're buds, or they
Oh, you talking about Kyle Shanahan? Well, he was the OC in Washington when Cousins was there.
Yeah, that's Mike Shanahan's son, ain't it?
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so let me look at this real quick. last week's trade rumors, ever since Matthew Stafford had left. Here's the breakdown. it'd be a QB swap with a draft pick from the 49ers.
Yeah, I wouldn't gave up that much for Stafford. I'm not saying he's not a decent quarterback, but I don't think he's worth two draft picks. And a player. I would have gave up maybe one number one, but not two.
They had to give up that because they were trying to get off the contract. Remember, they gave all that money to Jared Goff.
And if, but with him being traded, wouldn't that exempt them from that contract?
They needed somebody to take that money. You know, that's dead money on the cap. They wanted somebody to eat that contract.
Right, but I'm saying with them trading him for Stafford, doesn't that automatically make Detroit pay him?
No. Nuh-uh.
Why not? He's on a different team.
He's saying it would, but he's saying, like, the team that got him didn't want to. They weren't just going to take his money. They weren't just going to take the money if he's not proven. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so basically,
you gotta,
the two draft picks were incentive for taking that money, for taking that contract on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. That's exactly what it was. And
which
but
Detroit
I was like, they don't want to have done that.
But I guess Detroit has the money, though, because, I mean, it ain't like Detroit has an all-star on their team.
Right. And I think they played Matthew Stafford a while ago. So his contract
yeah, they
was
did.
Probably like, oh.
Yeah, he's only got 2 years left on that deal, and it's only like $25 million a year.
$25 million a year.
Yeah,
I like how y'all say only, because somebody can only put that much money in my bank account, and I'll be set for the rest of my life.
I'm saying that compared to what these quarterbacks.
I know what you're saying. I'm just being sarcastic. Like I told y'all on a couple podcasts ago, I knew he was going somewhere that he was going to either be demand to be traded or he was going to be asked to be released because he sold his house last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did say that. I was like, oh, no, I don't think the Lions going to give him up. And then, yep, they're done.
Mm-hmm.
But dang, Zimmer holding us back. We need to fire that dude. He's talking about Kirk Cousins is our guy. Man, if you don't get up out of here, you don't even know how to do an offense. You don't even know how to run an offense. You always got to find a coordinator to come in to help you because you don't know how to run a dang offense. Stop it. You're not good at picking quarterbacks.
That's because he's a defensive-minded quarterback. I mean, coach. He's a defensive-minded coach.
Man, I don't care, dude. Oh, my gosh. Y'all killing me.
It's okay,
Kyle. Like, oh, y'all finna give us a deal? Oh, my goodness. We finna unload him? We finna unload Kirk Cousins? Then they're like, no, Kirk Cousins is our guy. Wait, what? Oh,
man, they need to unload him and go ahead and pick up Dak. That's what they need to do.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, they got to pick up Dak. Pick him up. Man, we still got him for a year, though. So I'm like, you got to unload him to the 49ers and give them a draft. Give them a draft pick. We don't want that we go do it either. We don't want what's his name? We don't want your quarterback. Good.
He's just probably gonna end up back in New England. When it's all said and done. San Francisco probably a cut him. And then Belichick is end up getting him up, picking him up.
What about there's one free agent we haven't talked about yet, and that's Cam Newton. What is the buzz on that? Is New England gonna resign him or you think he's done in New England?
I think
he's done in New England.
In
I mean,
he might be done. He's definitely done in New England.
He did the best England. He could. He just wasn't the same after getting that COVID.
Or maybe
he's
just
doing
all
right. Yeah, I think he got it bad. Mm-hmm. And they say he might go to Washington.
That's where
I
thought
that.
He was initially going to go in the first place. Because ain't that his offensive coordinator down there? That's the coach.
Yep. Rivera,
that's
head coach.
He's
that's
the
coach.
Yeah, that's what. That's where I initially thought he was gonna go, but.
And that's a pretty good team. It's not like Washington is a bad team. They're pretty good. They got a good all around team.
Yeah, as long as they got Adrian really Peterson saying they're gonna make it to the Super Bowl. So I mean,
Hey, it's talk now. Is
they almost did. Cliff,
the talk now is that we're gonna bring Peterson in to play for the Bucks.
Peterson, I think AP's actually in Detroit. Actually,
he is, but I'm just saying, that's the talk. They want to ditch Leonard Fournette and bring AP in. That's the talk in the town.
Ditch Leonard Fournette and bring in AP. Why would you do that?
I don't know. They're saying that's what they're saying. Adrian Peterson wants to come to Tampa. And Leonard Fournette, he's a good guy, but I'm just saying he's going to, you know, people don't pay running backs now.
Yeah, they really don't.
So
he found that out with Ezekiel Elliott.
So he better take that Super Bowl money that he got, because they're calling him Lombardi Lenny down here since he won the Super Bowl. He better take that and run like Larry Allen did. Not Larry Brown. Larry Brown. He made that one play in the Super Bowl.
Actually, it was two, but still.
He cashed it in.
Because Dallas didn't want to, because Pittsburgh didn't want to keep the ball on the ground. Thought that they Neil O'Donnell was it, and he wasn't.
So
they would have kept the Cowboys from winning back-to-back championships. But no, I want to throw the ball instead of running the clock out, because the Cowboys can't stop the run.
Couldn't. And Bam was killing them.
Sure was. And they didn't even. It must be a rule of thumb or something. When you make it to the Super Bowl, you don't have to run the ball, because that's like what it seems like. When you get the Super Bowl, oh, this is the grand stage. We just want the quarterbacks to get all the glory. Let's just throw the ball all day. Because you show that you can run the ball and you don't, and then you get beat. I mean, it's as simple as that. Except for Denver didn't. They won 2 years in a row with Terrell Davis and whatever. But yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
But you think about all the Super Bowls, like the last 10 years, it ain't really been no running. It ain't really been dominated by the run.
No, that's boring. NFL can't handle that. That'd be boring.
That's probably what they do too. They put the quarterbacks in the green room. Like, look, I don't care what your coach says. Don't hand that ball off.
Change the play.
Mm-hmm. Audible at the last minute. Kill.
That's what he did. That's what Russell Wilson did. We're gonna check it out. Okay. Yeah.
Then Pete Carroll's like, told him to run the ball.
But yeah, but you guys, it was all politics at the time. You know, Beast Mode wasn't giving interviews. He was being a bad look on the team. Why would you make that the face of the team?
Man, so this is all Beast Mode fault. He should have just played the game and talked to the media and been cool, and he would have got the ball, and we didn't have to hear about Tom Brady winning another Super Bowl. He could have stopped the dynasty again, but then you wouldn't have a Super Bowl, OJ.
Why wouldn't I have a Super Bowl?
Because if Tom Brady would have lost that, he probably would have moved from New England like that year or the year after that.
But that would have been, you know, nice. Russell Wilson would have been the first black quarterback to win back-to-back Super Bowls. On top of that, mm-hmm. Pete Carroll would have beat his old coach, you know, and Bill Belichick, but, you know, it didn't happen, so.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
It's what it is. If the Vikings don't unload Kirk Cousins, I swear.
Speaking of quarterbacks, is Joe Burrow going to be ready for next season?
He's supposed to be. I don't know if he is, but you know,
I felt bad when he got drafted by Cincinnati, because I knew it was going to be
when he got put out, so that he could be back in time for the season to start.
I knew it was going to be a rough year when he got drafted by Cincinnati, even though we knew it was going to be the hometown kid, whatever.
And most people have nowadays are coming back. I mean, even Adrian Peterson came back from Achilles injury, I think. So he should be back.
Yeah, look, he's still on injury reserve. I haven't heard much. There's nothing out here that says that he's good.
We'll find more out, you know, come draft day, which is going to be virtual anyway, but.
Second, like, linear. And, he's on pace to come back. He's got 9 to 12 months. Uh-oh.
From now or from when he got injured?
He had surgery December 2nd. Burrow had knee surgery December 2nd. Mm. We'll be a week 10 to 12 when I start running. Week 10 to 12.
So it sounds like he might not be back next year.
Yeah, this looks like a 9. Yeah, I mean, not 9 to 12 months. So 9 months would be right around 2021 season opener for the Bengals. He's not going to play that game. He will begin throwing at 12-week mark February 24th. In addition to rehabbing, he wants to increase his overall strength. Okay. However, yeah, this doesn't look like he's going to be back until almost the end of the season if they like really want him to be good. I guess you'd have to see how good your team is if you want to like risk it.
Yeah. Point. All right. Well, anything else before we go? I guess we can do this once a month now since, you know, football season's over. When's the draft, though, Jack? Maybe we can do something before the draft.
The draft is always the
fourth Thursday in April.
Yeah.
So we'll come back before April. Maybe we'll do something in March. We'll do something in March. We'll text and see what's going on. Well,
you know, the agency starts next month. I mean, actually, it really officially started the day after the Super Bowl as far as GMs at the time.
And the NBA free agency ends at the end of March.
Okay. We'll do something. We'll do something in mid March. We'll do something once a month until football season starts, and then we gotta come back every week so we can tell OJ how wrong he is.
Whatever.
And hey, Tom Brady, you know I don't like you, but I respect you. But if you got a problem with you, you know how to find me. I'm at Stirred Up Live on Twitter. Anyways, for all of us here at Stirred Up and Sports Talk Coast to Coast, see you next time. What a great show, talking about all sports. Again, remember, you can email us at stirritup@icloud.com. Remember, stir is spelled with a U. We're looking for new panelists, y'all, to talk about sports, family, Christian stuff, and just have some friendly banter. And it ain't just men we're looking for. We're looking for women, too. We don't discriminate here at Stir It Up. So remember, check out the website, stirritup.com, at Stir It Up Live on Twitter, and we're also on Facebook. See you next time.